This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Mourners are reacting to yesterday's shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder. Josh Haiti works for Safeway in Colorado Springs. He says it's been a challenging year for service workers.
Putting up with a lot of busy stores and a lot of upset customers that come in through the store and stuff. And meanwhile, just trying to stay safe and stay healthy and get home and wake up and do it all over again the next day.
Haiti says the union has pushed for armed security guards at grocery stores so workers feel safer. State lawmakers are grappling with the shooting. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
State lawmakers paused their legislative work Tuesday morning to reflect on the tragedy. The store where the shooting happened is in Democratic Representative Judy Amabile's district.
We are going to have another moment of silence, but I don't want to lead that because I don't want to be silent. The victims won't hear our silence.
Amabile says even without knowing more details about the accused shooter, she wants the state to take more action to improve mental health care. Two gun control bills are already moving through the legislature. One proposal requires safe storage of firearms, and the other requires reporting of lost and stolen guns. Opponents of those bills say they won't stop this type of violence and only hurt law-abiding gun owners. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Snow is likely tonight in Denver, and for Colorado Springs, a chance of snow showers. This is CPR and KRCC.